Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, movie friends? Welcome back to Letterboxd Recap, where we go through all the movies we've been watching, as well as rating the Letterboxd top 4 of 5 of you fans. We're here today with myself, James, and Natalie in the studio.
Natalie!
What's up, squad? We got the three musketeers.
What?
It's James.
Is that your impression of me?
James, yeah.
That's how she spoke the entire time you were gone.
It's me, Natalie.
Slay.
You think?
Slay, yes.
I'm gonna kill
That's
myself.
Offensive. Cancel. Anyways,
this is the first time me and Natalie have seen each other since last year.
First time you met.
Since last year.
Never met.
Oh my God. Hi.
Hey, nice to meet you. I like that handshake versus the hammer you gave me earlier.
Yeah.
When Natalie came into the house, she gave me some sort of handshake, but it was just a hammer fist coming down.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in my life.
I didn't know what to do with it.
You have to decide.
That's just what men do, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just do fists.
You guys bonk each other on top of the head.
Yeah. It's pretty close.
Yeah. Kind of accurate.
I mean, it's not that far off.
No.
We do bonk each other in the head. But that was a fun way to say hi. And it's great to see you.
Good seeing
it's
you.
Great to
You've grown a little
back.
Bit.
Yeah. Have I?
Yeah, you got a little taller.
Thanks, I appreciate
he
it.
He was playing soccer in the backyard. He's full on European now.
Wow. You mean football?
Seen,
I'm sorry.
You should have seen him dribbling out there. It was great.
It was only the second time I've really ever played soccer.
You look like Messi out there, man.
I'm just a natural athlete.
Are your knees okay?
My knees are great.
Okay.
Oh, you're taped up on the ankle.
Well, also, I've been playing soccer for cardio lately because I sprained the top of my foot when I was in England, and so our medic just taped my foot up like every week. This tape lasts like a week. It's awesome. It's athletic tape. But it came back the other day, and so on set, same medic, she taped my foot up again.
Those nasty injuries, man.
It's just a weird one. It's like at the top of my foot, and it just hurts really bad, but you know, you gotta keep going.
Was it from a stunt?
I think it was from the boots I was wearing and running around in the mud.
Oh,
that'll do it.
And, you know, I am a stuntman, so like one of the stunts could have done it.
He's a credited stuntman now.
It actually wasn't from any of the stunts. The only thing that happened to me during the stunts was that, you know, I got the wind knocked out of me.
Oh,
a little wrist thing,
yeah,
but you know,
no biggie.
That went away real quick.
Yeah.
That's just comes with the territory of being a stuntman. You know,
did you happen to listen to any of the episodes Nat and I did?
I did not.
So good. I'm glad because we just talked about shit about you the whole time.
I bet. Let me. Now I want to go back and listen to them.
No.
No, no, no. You don't need to, man.
Well, they're there.
It's too much.
Don't need to.
What kinds of things are you guys saying?
Just how dumb you are.
Yeah, talking about your hair. And
my hair?
Your jeans.
It's like all I got going for me.
Your tape on your ankles.
He's
always got tape on his
ankles.
You didn't even know about my tape until just now.
And that
we were
adds
making
the
fun
list.
Of you about it, though. Yeah,
the list gets
just,
longer.
Yeah, it's endless.
You know what? I can take a joke, so it's fine. You know, I think it's just because you
he's
guys.
He's gonna go home and cry in his room.
I am
this.
Home, first of all. My
Don't
home
cry.
Is 46 feet away. I can walk there anytime, guys. I can moonwalk there if I want.
Careful
Who
with that ankle.
With
you don't want to walk too hard, man.
Yeah.
That's why the tape's there. I'm good. I can walk as hard as I want. That's what the special tape is for.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
But, yes, it's so good to be back in the studio with my two, well, I thought best friends, but not anymore.
No, that's how you know we're besties.
Because we make fun of each other. Are you guys tag team on me?
Yeah.
Well, you guys tag team on me plenty of times.
I was going to say, we bully Anthony a lot.
You do bully
actually, we do
lot.
Bully
yeah.
Anthony. You're a pretty easy target, though.
Yeah. Damn.
I got to say, I am an easy target.
Look at you with that face.
Ew.
Ew.
Ah, I do have a face. They're right.
Those glasses you wear.
Glasses and a ponytail.
17
movies a day.
Every time I wear overalls and I wear glasses, I always have my hair up. So
Janie Briggs.
Yeah.
Well, also, painful. Anthony has a new life development.
I have a girlfriend.
Before we get into movies, we will talk about movies, but Anthony, he had a social public outing with his girlfriend on
he
Instagram.
Did.
Hard launch.
The comments were hysterical.
Yeah.
So one of the comments was, "Didn't know you had that dog in you,
that
bro."
Dog. I got 6 DMs for that.
The dog in question is Juno in the closet.
6 guys DM me, "You got that dog in you."
Well, now the next step is to get married in Tuscany because I've always wanted to go to Tuscany. So.
All right. Next step.
Did you guys watch any movies while she was in Los Angeles?
We saw Bonnie and Clyde at the New Bev, which was fantastic on film. And then we saw Chocolat, the Juliette Binoche film with Johnny Depp. And then we saw something else. I can't remember. It's in my Letterboxd. Well, I'll grab it.
Yeah.
I got to pull out my phone for that. We watched three movies, but we were just doing L.A. stuff
LA
all week.
Stuff.
Delightful.
It was delightful.
It's on his honeymoon.
Basically honeymoon.
Honeymoon brain.
Honeymooning.
So
that's really
cute.
Nice. Yeah. Did she enjoy the new Beverly Cinema?
She loved it.
Okay.
She loved the guy who presents it, and he's like, we have a strict no-phone policy. Someone came in yesterday, pulled out their phone. They're banned for life.
Oh, my God. I hope that's true.
I hope so, too. But he says the same thing every time.
Yeah, he says it every time. Yeah.
Okay.
He does, but it's a nice sentiment.
The new web's great.
Alamo, Drafthouse, they'll kick you out of the theater.
Yeah, they will.
If they
yeah.
see you, so,
yeah.
you with the phone on.
Yeah.
I think they stay in, the ushers stay in the room.
And they also promote snitching. They said, if you see something
1984
blah,
over
blah,
here.
Yeah, raise your flag, like the card, like flag it, and we'll like take care of it. Yeah.
Like take care of
take
it.
Take care
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, they're going to kill you where you stand.
Kill you.
It's part of the rules.
Exactly.
It's part of the rules.
I do miss the Alamo, though. It's been a minute.
Well, I mean, we've been a few times, but it's just like such a hike.
I get dizzy.
You gotta go through all the parking garages and through the mall.
We could take an Uber there, but it's all the way in downtown.
Yeah, it's the $20 Uber.
I think we were discussing this, Anthony and I, about
getting
the
amongst
Alamo.
Other things. Yes.
Amongst other things. Getting
like
the,
me.
Right, and how...
how I suck.
Exactly. getting the AMC thing versus the Alamo.
Stubbs
thing?
Is the shit.
Yeah, because the journey to Alamo is just too much to do on a regular basis. Yeah, for a cool movie, but like not for every movie you see.
It's cool theater.
Cool theater.
Once in a while, it's awesome. But what's cool about Alamo is they play all kinds of movies. They'll play like, Inception was playing there a couple months ago.
That's sick. Oh, wow. So they played The Thing last month.
Yeah, they do awesome screenings. Yeah. So it's good like to have like follow them on Instagram or something so you know what's playing, but also at the same time, the deal, is it worth it? Because it's just like costing you so much money as well as inconvenience.
$30 plus to pay for parking, plus the travel, plus all these things versus going to AMC where you can just park and
This episode is sponsored by AMC Theaters. We make movies better.
Oh, my God. Wait. I know you guys did a fake Nicole Kidman thing.
Yes. Yeah, for the live show. Yeah, last
but
year.
But I think you should actually recreate it.
Oh, like film it.
Like go to a movie theater?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get Jimmy in that silver suit?
I would wear the silver suit and the heels. Yeah. I would.
That pantsuit.
That would be so funny.
I would do that.
Be pretty
100%.
Iconic. 100%. Have that as the intro for your YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
We make podcasts better.
See, worn a woman's suit.
This is what
I'm
you bring to the
with
table.
Ideas. And I wish I got paid for just having ideas in general.
That's a multi-million-dollar idea right there.
I know.
It's a $1 million idea.
That's a $1 billion idea. We can make $1 billion off that.
Yeah.
Off of James dressing
dibs
up like
on
Nicole
70%.
Kidman.
1,000%, dude. It's guaranteed $1 billion. Least. Guaranteed.
Mr. Beast 2?
Yeah.
When are they going to make a new ad?
They said they filmed it, or they're going to.
She said she was going to film it last year, and they never filmed
they
it.
They don't have to.
Yeah,
they
should make so a new iconic. One. When it comes on, I want applause.
I don't want to see a new ad. It's the same thing as the intro to movie theaters. You know, they change every 10 years. Yeah. Then it's like nostalgic to see the old ones.
Yeah,
like,
but like I think a new one would be cool with her. It would be fun.
If they made a new one, there's no way they could capture what they did with this one.
No way.
If they're
no
making
way.
A new one, I better see an audition to be one of the people who sips one of the drinks.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The only way they can make it better, though, is if she's in space.
Or she's flying a jet like Top Gun.
Natalie's face. She's like, this fucking idiot.
Such a guy thing.
In space. That's it. Like, how else can you top it?
That's
you're going to go to another movie theater?
Yeah, you go to actually Regal.
A slightly different AMC.
We make movies great. It doesn't fit.
We make it really good.
It's a beautiful theater. It's very modern. It's very sleek.
I think that one's in New York.
I heard it's in the west side of L.A. Beverly Hills.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course it'd be in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Or Westwood, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Like, that's what I'm saying. If they did another theater and another ad run, like, what are they going to do? What can you do different? What can you do that adds to it or changes it?
Just a new monologue and new film clips.
It's perfect. It's pristine.
It is great.
It's tight.
It's great.
It's tight. It's great.
They have...
But she said she wrote a script and they just never filmed it.
What if they have Tom Cruise do it?
Imagine if they had both of them do
it. Oh, my God.
Oh, that would never happen.
Can we just talk about Tarantino and Tom Cruise for a second and how I hope to God that's true?
If they make a movie together?
They kissed?
I hope they kissed and they're making a movie together. He might join his final film.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
whoa,
okay,
hear that?
I don't believe
he's circling it.
I don't believe that Tarantino will stop after 10.
Yeah, he will.
I don't think so.
He'll make movies. He'll make TV shows and plays.
Miniseries.
Miniseries. It's just a long format movie, basically. So he'll do that instead. That's his way around
it. We'll see. I bet you $10 he makes another movie.
I'll bet you.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I'll bet. Yeah. I'll take that bet. I'll take that deal. You take that deal?
I'll take that deal.
All right, 10 bucks.
All right, 10 bucks on the table. Yeah. 20 bucks for me. 10. You should get 10.
Should we handshake or should we do Natalie's fist? Yeah. Hammer fist.
Perfect.
Okay. Done. I can't wait to.
But let me know like 2 weeks in advance.
We're going to have to wait for Tarantino to. We'll have to wait for him to die until we can conclude this.
Yeah, it's going to be a long.
All right, he's dead.
He's dead. He can make a movie in 5 years.
Yeah, but
keep
he never will.
Alive
if he does, if he doesn't, we're going to be waiting until he dies.
I think he'll do another one. I think he'll come up with a great idea, even though he probably has dozens. It'll be like, I have to make this movie. I have to make it.
We'll see. He said no.
Well, let's get into Letterboxd recap, though.
What have we been watching?
I haven't watched that many movies. I've been pretty busy, and I was on set for a few days filming some stuff. So I only have one movie logged, everybody. However, I forgot to talk about an amazing TV show that I watched when I was in England.
What's that?
That I will talk about in a little bit. Nice. But I have a TV show I want to talk about.
What TV show is set in England?
It's not set in England. I watched it in England.
Oh.
It's set in South Korea.
Oh.
It's called...
Just get into it, man. What is it?
Yeah, what the
hell? Okay, so I watched this
show. He's like, I'll tell you guys in an hour.
You see.
It's a mystery box. If you guess my riddles, I will tell
you. J.J. Abrams, a podcast, is over here.
Basically. I was building suspense. That's what I was trying to do. I'm trying to build suspense, keep people engaged the whole episode, but we're going to... Blow it up right now, Anthony. We're going to unload the clip.
Okay.
Empty the magazine.
But they can wait for my review on Dune, so that'll keep people interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You. Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Natalie's going to review Dune, everybody, a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So I watched this show called Kingdom. Kingdom. Over the course of, I think, 5 nights. It's an incredible South Korean TV show. It's on Netflix. It takes place in South Korea, and it's the era of basically dynasties and swords and arrows. I'm not sure what year it takes place. Probably like maybe the fucking 1500s, something like that. And it's a zombie show. Ooh. But at the same time, there's a fight for the throne. So it's sort of Game of Thrones-esque in terms of fighting for the throne, but not so much. But there's a coup happening at the same time as a massive countrywide zombie outbreak. And they're connected. And it's absolutely incredible. And it's really clever the way they tie in the zombies, why the zombie outbreak happened, how it connects to the throne of the kingdom, as well as the main character is the prince of the king. However, he's being usurped by this other dynasty. This other family is trying to take control of the kingdom. And it's all connected to the zombie outbreak. It's really, really incredible. The action is stellar. The stunt work is exceptional. Camera work is great.
Looks like beautiful production and costuming, too.
It really is. Just visually a very stunning show, and every episode's better than the last. And they do a great job throughout the course of the first season really teasing the zombies. You don't really see one for a little while. Episode 1, you sort of see one. Episode 2, you start to see them more and more. But it just progresses until episode 3, episode 4 of season 1 are just bonkers. Hordes of zombies. Just actual extras, not CGI. Like, I love World War Z, and I love the swarming of zombies. But it's all CGI. But here in this show, we have hordes of zombies, piles of zombies, all people, all extras.
Wow.
It's really incredible. And like the makeup is terrific. The zombie, in terms of the outbreak, the visual, the aesthetics, their movement, it's all not completely unique, but still kind of original at times. But just the scale of it is massive. These massive outdoor sets that they built, these villages, these correct period time villages and kingdom buildings and structures. It's freaking awesome. But just the scale of how many people they'll have as zombies going to war with like humans is absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of arrows, tons of fires. It's swords, arrows, and zombies.
I love it.
So I don't know who wouldn't want to watch it.
And you watched it on what app? What streaming
service? Netflix.
Netflix, nice.
So goddamn good. And so they had a they ran into an issue where they made the first two seasons and then COVID happened. And they were going to make a third season, but they couldn't because of the restrictions and regulations. So they made a movie instead based off one of the characters from season 2, which I got to watch. It's like a spin-off movie, sort of an origin story for that character. So they didn't get to make a season 3. So they made a movie instead because that's all they had time to do. And then it's up in the air now, which is too bad because it might not get made. But it's a really, really good show. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty original. I don't want to spoil how the zombies tie into the throne, but it's really fucking brilliant.
Nice. I want to watch this now after your recommendation.
It's brutal. Gory as hell. So much blood, so much fire. There's so many fire burns and people on fire running around. And the characters are excellent. It's sort of the same archetypes you see in a lot of action movies. Like, you have the great action hero who's also kind of like a bumbling fool and is really funny at times. You have a great protagonist who's flawed but actually grows as a character throughout the show. And that's the prince. He's such an awesome character. By the end of season one into season two, he changes so much. And then great villains. It's really, really freaking good. There's like a couple villains and there's a couple of great twists. But man, it's so goddamn good. If you like Kingdom stuff, Throne stuff, but then horror and zombies, yeah. I cannot recommend Kingdom enough.
Love that. Wow. That's awesome. I can't wait to watch this.
And it's only, I think, 6 to 8 episodes per season, something like that. You can bang them out.
Great.
Like 45 minutes, 50 minutes a pop.
I'll bang the hell out of those.
Dude, they were so... But it's so freaking well made. It's really cool.
Nice.
They did a really great job with the show. So I hope there's a new season. But
that's a hell of a review.
Yeah.
I loved it.
How okay, I gotta follow that up. Show?
I would give Kingdom 9 out of 10.
Wow. Okay, see? Now...
4.5.
Letterboxd,
nice.
Incorporating shows.
Yeah. That's a benefit, yeah.
If they start doing shows?
They're gonna do all of TV now.
Now?
They're incorporating it soon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So TV will be on Letterboxd. Just miniseries.
That's really cool. So are miniseries right now on Letterboxd?
Most miniseries.
So you can do like Chernobyl or something like that?
Exactly, yeah.
Ooh, okay. I love Chernobyl.
Chernobyl's excellent. But yeah, that was my watch that I forgot to get to last Letterboxd recap.
Nice, man.
But it was really... We'd watch it on... late at night, on nights we were supposed to be up at like 6 a.m. We'd be like, let's watch Kingdom.
No,
like,
no.
Like trying to stay awake, but it's so goddamn good.
That's great.
So goddamn good.
All right. Nat, what was your first watch this week?
Well, 2 weeks. I'm going to combine it all because I missed last week.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's been so busy. I actually watched nothing this past week except for Friends.
I'll be there for you.
I actually understand why people are so obsessed because I had it on... like in the background in college, but now I'm actually paying attention and it's a really good show.
It's great.
Whether you pay attention or not pay attention, it's like fun and it has, you know, it's pretty shallow, but it can be deep, you know?
Mm.
So I guess that's my first watch.
Are you watching it from the beginning?
Yeah. So I'm on season 8 now.
Season 1 is hysterical.
I loved it.
Season 1 is really good TV. Not saying the rest of the seasons aren't, but I think season 1 is exceptionally funny.
Yeah. And
who's your favorite character?
So hard.
Ross.
I hate Chandler. Ross. Do you like Ross?
Chandler's my favorite.
There's no way Ross Chandler is anyone's favorite character. Yeah.
If anyone likes Ross, that's a red flag. No offense.
Chandler's the funniest.
Chandler is very funny.
I like
think
Monica
I like Phoebe.
A lot.
Phoebe's funny.
Smelly cat.
Exactly.
Smelly cat.
I like the girls.
The girls.
The girls.
I like Monica a lot.
I love Monica.
Yeah, Chandler and Monica are just like the best, I think, on that show. They really are.
They're brother and sister, too. It's perfect. Aren't they?
We are both staring at Anthony.
Is he being...
What?
That's Ross and Monica.
No, they're
Ross
and Monica. They get married, bro.
Oh. Yeah.
I was like, whatever.
You're like, huh?
I've seen Friends. I'm not a Friends watcher.
You should watch Friends. I will say in the 8th season, it is getting a little bit, I don't want to say dull, but that charm
It lost
is,
its magic.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, 8 years of it, I mean, you can only do so much.
Exactly, but still a good time.
It's because all the money went to the actors and not the writers anymore.
Could be.
Well, it's one of the most successful shows ever.
Yeah,
it really
and
is.
I had this weird realization. I mean, obviously you know this, but, you know, we're saying like, oh, we love Phoebe, we love Rachel. I personally forget that those characters... are written by writers. Like, they're created by writers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not Jennifer Aniston that we're loving, that we
but
still
they,
love her.
The strengths of the actresses are
100%. 100%. But the things that they say, we're like, oh my God, of course Phoebe would say that. And then I forget that, oh, that's the writers. It's not...
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
But anyway.
It's good writing, man.
Yeah.
It's really good writing. Friends is elite the first couple seasons. It really is. Season 2 is really good, too.
S-tier TV.
It does. It just every season. It just starts to. It has a good swing, but like it just starts to roll off the hill. It's just not as entertaining anymore.
I fall asleep now.
Yeah, it's not. It's not as
good.
I
have to rewatch.
But there's so many crazy cameos in that show.
Oh my God! I just fucking saw. What is his name? Oh my God! Alec Baldwin.
Oh yeah, Baldwin. Yeah,
Baldwin's got a cameo. Paul Rudd has a regular cameo.
Yeah. Paul Rudd's in it.
Brad Pitt has a cameo.
That episode pissed me off
because he's so like petty.
He's so petty, and also Brad Pitt's face is so hateable. I think he was really handsome back in the day, but
you don't think he's handsome anymore?
He's still handsome.
Whoa.
He's like the most handsome actor ever.
I wouldn't say the most handsome actor ever. I mean, sure. Marlon Brando in his prime was a handsome
guy. I'm pretty handsome.
Brando, Paul Newman, Brad
Paul
Pitt.
Paul Newman.
Yeah, Paul Newman might be
Paul
number
Newman
one.
Might be the best looking actor ever.
Yeah,
he was a really good looking guy.
You probably wouldn't like his face.
No, Paul Newman, yes, you would.
Yeah, maybe. Search Paul Newman Young.
Paul.
He's a good
look.
He's
for
a stud.
Color photo. He was the, blue eye, the blue eyes, man. He's got he's the bluest eyes.
Very stylish, too. I love his style.
Yeah, Paul Newman was a stud. He really was.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know who he looks like?
Who?
Oh my god. The actor who's in like a lot of the Conjuring movies.
Patrick Wilson?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, look at this one.
Yeah. I see a little bit.
Yeah.
I see that.
I see Patrick Wilson.
But do you think Paul Newman's handsome?
He is very handsome.
Very handsome.
Nice.
Yeah, we won. We got one. We got Paul.
He doesn't seem evil. He's not giving evil.
He created the Newman's Own brand. Everything that his brand sells is donated to charity, all the profits.
Aww.
And they sell food and clothing and all sorts.
See?
Yeah, guy. Newman's Own. Also never had an assistant, Paul Newman.
Wow.
He was also a professional race car driver.
What?
Yeah, he was a professional race car driver most of his life.
He was also a lizard.
That part is false.
Unconfirmed.
Okay. Spreading misinformation.
Still waiting on evidence.
Yeah.
Nobody's denied
Ten
it.
$10. We'll find out someday.
You gotta cut the body open.
Yeah. All see, right. He's not giving evil.
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's move on to the Letterboxd top four of five of our listeners. Then we'll get back into more of our watches.
Well, you gotta bring up one of your watches.
I only have two, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boo.
Okay.
Lame.
Lame. Let's get some.
Who
some
only
rough.
Watches two movies in a week?
Yeah, we watched three.
I was on a honeymoon vacation.
His wife was in town.
That was the tourist town. It was tourist time. All right, first up, we got Tomo Joel, Joel Thompson. Oh, what's up, Joel? Longtime fan.
Missed that guy.
First up, we got The Dark Knight.
Hell yeah.
Then Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, love it.
The Social Network. Drop the. It's cleaner.
Social Network.
Then we got Goodfellas.
What a list.
Nice.
It's a great list.
I love that list.
All sorts of genres, all sorts of decades. Fantastic. And recently, Joel has watched The Goonies, No Hard Feelings, Twilight, and Banshees of Inisherin. Great
nice.
Stuff.
Great.
I like No Hard Feelings. That was good.
Which one is that one? Is that with
Jennifer Lawrence one that came out last year.
It was good?
It's funny.
It was good. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's silly, yeah. But it's funny. It's funny.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a good, like, need to just chill.
Yeah.
Just something funny
to
watch.
It's fun. It's a good time.
Interesting.
It's a fun little movie. All right, next up, we got Dan Beach. Bio says, making my way from film bro to cinephile. Popcorn
Ooh.
Emoji.
We love man. Moving away from the film
cinephile
bro.
Cinephile is a state of life, so you're already probably a cinephile, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. With this top four, I think he is. We got Fellowship of the Ring, the best Lord of the Rings movie.
That's what I said.
Interstellar.
Ooh, the best?
Fellowship's the best.
I think it's my favorite. I don't know if it's the best.
I think it's the best.
But Interstellar's great.
Yeah, Interstellar is great. Another Dark Knight. Back to back.
Wow.
Back to back. Then we got... That's my little Drake reference. Don't
ever quote Drake again.
This is what I deal with on a regular basis.
I never quote Drake. What are you talking about? That's the first time I've quoted Drake on the
always,
whole podcast.
He's just always quoting
Drake. 4 years.
Drake.
4 years.
It is friend Kid Cudi.
Why you always got to
Kid Cudi?
Why you always got to fight with me at Cheesecake?
No, so Anthony brought Kid Cudi once, and he called him Kid Cudi.
This was three
no.
years ago.
He said Kid Cudi
3 years
on
ago.
Air, live.
On live?
Not live.
While recording.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's in the ether.
Yeah, whatever.
Kid Cudi. Anthony's like, Cudi. Kid Cudi. I'm like, who?
I'm sorry, I'm not hip with what's in the lingo these days.
No, after you turn 30, it was downhill. Go on.
Then we got Arrival to finish up Dan's top
love.
Four. Turning into a cinephile, I see. Recently, he's watched The Big Lebowski.
Nice.
Across the Spider-Verse. A Rose for Her Grave. I don't know that one. And then Gangs in New York.
Gangs in New York.
Nothing but good movies.
Yeah.
This is a kill.
What was a Rose one?
This is a kill. Looks like a documentary.
Oh.
A Rose for Her Grave, the Randy Roth story. Yeah, I don't know that one.
I'll look into it.
He gave it 1.5 stars, so I'd say no.
Don't look into
it.
Don't look
into
it. Busy
that day.
I have a dentist appointment that day. Whatever day it is. All right, next up we have Augustino, Latino Stink on Letterboxd. We got the
what? What'd you say?
That's his Letterboxd.
Cancel.
Latino Stink.
Yeah, like like.
Is that what it actually says,
that's
Anthony?
What it says.
So sometimes Anthony doesn't edit himself. I guess sometimes.
No, it's his profile.
I know you could have not said it.
L-O-L.
Cancel. So it's Latino and then stink. It's not Latino stink.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so I just want to make it clear for people out there listening that Anthony's not saying Latino stink.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like that's what you
said.
I would never.
I'm just reading his bio.
I know, but sometimes you...
Agostino, you got me canceled. Listen,
you're making my job really hard.
Anthony, listen. Sometimes when you're reading something, just don't say it out loud. If it doesn't look great.
It didn't look great.
Well, if
they're Latino... And they have B.O.
His name's Agostino, so...
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But still, Anthony's... I'm just saying it sounded like...
My friend's named Agostino, and he's Greek.
Just from now on. Just filter it.
This is your chance to take over. I'm canceled.
Actually, no. Well, if that's their name, that's their name.
Yeah.
Now, if Anthony was saying Latino's
which
stink,
I did not say.
Then we could cancel him, and Natalie could take your position. And then, then we'd have a co-host...
Phase three.
A female POC co-host, we would be in the green,
up
bro.
Up the charts.
We'd be in the green,
oh,
baby.
Oh, man. We're going to shake hands with Villeneuve soon.
I'll be in the distance. Say hi for me.
Remember me?
All right, what did LS have for the top four?
Agostino has the Incredibles. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Good one. Holes.
Nice.
Good pick.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Classic. Family classic.
That makes me scared.
Why?
Because I got the same feeling as when I watched Nemo when I was a kid, where I'm like, no, they're never going to resolve this.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids used to freak me the hell out.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It's scary.
I used to get freaked out. They wouldn't be able to solve it. I feel that anxiety.
Speaking of ants, Agostino has recently watched Blue Beetle, Dodgeball, 21 Jump Street, and Saw.
Amazing.
What does any of that have to do with ants?
Blue Beetle. Beetle, an insect.
Yes.
So much to do with ants.
But he
there's a beetle in that movie.
No, but Natalie, didn't it sound like he's about to list off things that had to do with ants?
Ant-Man.
Like, speaking of ants.
Ants, three Bugs movies, Life.
Three movies that have nothing to do
I
with
I see
ants.
How this podcast is going to go.
Speaking of ants, watch Friends. Let's get away with murder.
Let's rip into Anthony for 2 hours.
You deserve
it's
it,
been
Anthony.
Too long.
You're reading inappropriate things on the air.
Ants and beetles are like the same thing.
They are not. That's canceled.
Whoa. Speaking of the beetle community, I think you need to shut the fuck up.
Tell me how they're not similar.
What do you mean how? No, you said they're the same thing.
Beetles fly.
Okay.
They're both insects, but they're not the same thing.
I didn't say theirs. I said, speaking of.
You said basically the same thing. Less than a minute ago, you said they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, they are basically the same
thing. They're not the same thing.
They're basically the same
because they're insects. So is a bee the same thing as an ant?
No.
Why not?
Because it's a flying insect.
Beetles fly!
Whatever, man. Not all beetles fly.
A lot of beetles
not
fly.
A lot of beetles fly.
A lot of beetles
blue
fly.
Blue beetle doesn't fly.
Oh. Sure he does. Blue beetle can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
did you not see
blue
the movie?
Beetle.
He literally flies.
And he's Latino.
He flies all the time. Wow.
Yeah, he does fly.
Anthony, he flies 17 times in that movie.
They're both insects, all right?
Wow.
One push, it's done.
Can you believe this guy?
Actually, I can.
So, a deer is a mammal. Is it basically the same
a
thing
dolphin?
As me? We're mammals.
No. It would be like if you were talking about tigers and I said, speaking of big cats,
Juno.
Here's Lion King.
No. No. Listen, man.
Go fuck yourself.
You need to get
so
your shit
glad
straight.
We're all back together.
Canceled again.
Canceled by the ant community and the beetle community. And Sholo.
Sholo, yeah, he's a fan. He's a patron.
Not anymore.
He was actually Agostino's.
Yeah, Sholo was. Sholo Maradueña is Agostino.
All right, next up we have Brian Kelly. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Great bio. I love it.
Nice.
Very cool. All right, we got. Oh my god, his bio is just him. Someone's pouring vodka into his mouth.
Again, there's no need.
He seems like a fun guy.
Again, Natalie, there's no need for him to
Brian
say that.
Brian seems like a fun guy.
There's no need for Anthony to say that on the air.
Shout out my boy Brian. He likes to get down, man.
Brian.
He likes to party. All right, first up, we got Jaws. Top. I mean, I love this already. Inglourious Bastards.
What was that last word?
Whoa.
Inglourious Bastards.
I know a bastard.
Who?
I can't say.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
Like, you know one of the actors who played a bastard?
No, I personally know a bastard.
I know a bastard. He's right there.
She's losing it. Then we got Back to the Future.
Nice.
And then another Interstellar.
I think Interstellar might be the most common answer.
I think it might be the most common. Interstellar or La La Land.
Or is it a cop out?
No, it's great.
I'm just kidding.
It's a great sci-fi film.
I love Interstellar.
How dare you?
Look at this poster over here.
James is not copying out, are you? That's a cop out poster.
No, but Interstellar is not a top four favorite of my movies, but it's an all time favorite.
It's so good.
It's like top tier sci-fi movie.
Murph.
Top tier.
Don't let me leave, Murph.
Come on, Tars!
Come on, Tars! Honestly, when we did Movies from Memory in the docking scene, you know what Movies from Memory, when we do those episodes where we recount an entire movie from memory?
I do that to go to bed. Go on.
Well, we did one for Interstellar. You've seen Interstellar, right?
Of course.
And you know the docking sequence where it's him and Tars? He's like, come on, Tars! We did that, and it was the most exciting piece of podcasting to ever hit the radio waves.
Ever.
In 2020. Ever. Waves. It was really enthralling, and it was a lot of fun. Like, I really enjoyed
that. We still get comments in DMs. If there's like an Interstellar reference, people will comment, come on, Tars!
Come on, Tars!
Recently, Brian has watched Old Boy, Free Guy, Prisoners, and Arrival. Back-to-back Villeneuves. Fucking love it. Our final top four of the day is from Matthew Mello. Long-time listener. Great guy. He's a tremendous guy.
No, personally. Great.
We got Star Wars, A New Hope. Then Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. It's just called Shooter.
With an A?
Shooter.
Shooter.
Shooter. Can you spell that?
No, it's just Shooter.
Oh.
But it's Marky Mark, so
Shooter. Oh, I understand.
Okay, I thought you were saying
movie.
Shooter.
Shooter.
Yeah, he has great burgers.
Then Fury, the David Ayer film. And then Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
Ooh. I like that pick for Two Towers. Two Towers is epic.
Helm's Deep
is so sensational. But I really like, what was the second last one?
Fury.
Fury is a great war movie. You ever seen Fury?
No.
Fury's so fantastic. Good. I recommend it. It's really
good. Yeah, it's
really
his
good.
Best
when
movie.
When did it
come out?
2017? 12?
Something like that.
Yeah,
somewhere 2015? Like that. He made it after he did Suicide Squad, I think.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was before Suicide Squad. It's what got him Suicide Squad.
It's a World War II movie, but it follows a tank regiment in World War II. It's really good. So it's tank battles. It's really cool.
Oh, wow, that movie came out 10 years ago. Holy fuck.
Because the Germans had just unbeatable tanks at the time. It's a really, really great movie.
It is.
Great characters, too. Great stuff. I really like that movie.
Recently, Matt has watched Storks, the live-action OG Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
The best one. Rogue One. And Revenge of the Sith. And he follows James Potter on Letterboxd.
Yeah. Oh, so you can see friends that they follow?
Yeah.
So that means you follow me, right?
I follow you.
Really?
I follow you.
It's me.
Not by choice.
I don't know why anyone follows me. I don't like leave any actual reviews.
Were you about to check to see if you follow me?
No, I know I do because I see you give everyone 5 stars.
You don't know anything on Letterboxd.
Anthony gives everything 5 stars.
Oh, that's right.
That's not true.
Yes, he does.
No, 4 is my most popular rating now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's after we roasted you for giving so many 5 stars out.
Yeah,
that's true. I love movies.
You're Oprah with 5-star reviews.
I love that about you.
You get 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you don't watch Madam Web.
Yeah, but not every movie is a 5-star movie.
I just said 4 stars is my most popular rating.
It used to be. This is the new Anthony.
It used to be.
This
like
is remember.
No, no, no. This is me. I started,
Your thing used to be a half pipe rating.
Yeah, because I only rated the movies I watched at the time, and I was only just watching bangers.
Oh,
now I've rated,
according to you. Yeah, yeah.
Now I've rated most things that I've seen. I've given a rating to. So 4 stars, my most popular rating.
It's funny how that happens.
We need balance because he's like the nicest rater.
Yeah,
you're the schmedium.
You are a pretty harsh rater.
I'm even harsher.
You're harsh. Yeah,
gotta be. There's objectivity exists. You know.
I know. Oh. That's why I have 4 stars. My most popular.
Now
I love that about your brain.
What's my most popular? Let's see. I think it's 3.5. See, let me pull up my Letterboxd.
Mine is 3. Actually, yeah.
Oh, mine's 4.
Wait. Oh, who's talking shit now?
Yeah, man. Who's talking shit now?
Interesting.
You're too nice.
Interesting.
I do have a lot of 5-star ratings.
See? Let me see the angle of your curve. Let me see that graph. Let's see that.
See?
Yours is worse than mine.
Nuh-uh.
You have way more 5s than me.
That is true.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't talk shit
talking
anymore about
shit
that.
Over
talking
here.
Shit. Look, I gave more 3.5s than you
I'm
gave.
I'm sorry, my friend is logged into my
I have way more 3.5s than you have.
This is my friend. Yeah, but you have. But here's the thing, you have 17,000 movies watched.
That's only 4,100.
So you have more 5-star reviews than I have movies logged.
How many do you have?
Where can you see?
You just hold it down. Hold on the graph. On the bar. Hold the bar.
Wait, what?
Oh, I have 219 five stars.
I have 292.
So yeah, you have more.
Yeah, but in proportion to all of my ratings, it's still less
proportion to all my ratings.
Less than you.
Okay. Well, I have mainly three.
Let's see that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like average. So yeah, I guess I'm not as harsh
way
to the
less
guy
five
as I thought
stars
I was.
Yeah.
But that's because I watched nothing but bangers.
Now you sound
that's
like
what
Anthony.
I just said.
Those fucking losers.
Stealing my lines, man. Stealing my lines. I don't know what you're talking about, man.
All right, let's get back into.
Again,
what
hold
on.
Let me log. Yeah, sorry.
Wait, yeah, log back into your.
I'm still
account?
Logged into somebody else's account. That's what, yeah, that's what the problem is. Yeah, my friend Mamed Modder is logged in. Let me log into James Potter. Yep, everything seems normal.
Mamed Logger.
Mamed Modder.
Mamed Potter.
Mamed Modder.
Pames Jotter.
Pames Jotter.
Pames Jotter.
Anyways, let's get into movies we watched, guys.
Let's do it. Oh my god.
So I only had time to watch one movie because I've been quite busy filming some cool stuff. It's a secret project that everyone will find out about soon. But I did watch a horror movie from 2002 based off a video game.
Nice.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
I had not seen it in quite a while.
He's an intellectual.
A while. There's an H in there.
While.
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 He's British.
Listen, man, I've just been living all over the country, all over the world, okay?
I saw you play soccer in the backyard. I don't even know who you are anymore.
I'm a new man. Like, I do stunts. I fly first class.
You wear tape on your ankles.
I got tape on my... Like, you don't even know me anymore. I'm just a different person walked in the door last week.
He grew 2 inches, okay?
I got taller. It's not because my hair's long. It's because I got taller.
No. He's 5'8 now.
Don't put that out on the lines, man. That people think
our
we're
guys are short kings.
Well, people think we're short.
No, we're not short.
We're not short. We're not short.
We've just had very tall people on
you
the
are
podcast.
Shorter than Austin Butler.
Austin Butler's 6 foot.
Is and he's obsessed with me.
Is he 6 feet?
Let me check.
He's a tall man. Standing next to him, I'm sorry, standing in front of him.
Yeah.
He's tall.
He's tall. I saw his Elvis outfit. It was pretty tall. Yeah, he's 6 feet.
I was literally
petite,
face to
you're
face.
You're like
Jesus,
five,
Jacob
Elordi.
I'm 5'3". Relax.
With your shoes on. Don't lie.
Oh my God.
You know, I'm right.
Don't out me. Anyway, when Austin Butler put his chest to my face, he seemed really tall.
But was he wearing boots or something like that?
He was wearing boots.
So he could be wearing lifts everywhere he goes.
That's fine.
Boots give you like an inch and a half.
That's why I wear my platforms incline. All the time.
Boots you, they're like stilts, man. Some boots are like stilts.
Yeah, my
anyways. Mind.
I would say Austin Butler's probably not that much. Maybe.
He's tall. I saw his Elvis outfit. It was pretty tall. The whole fit.
The whole fit?
I stood right next to it.
Austin Butler could give you a smooch on top of your head.
Hello, James.
Hi, James. Oh, yeah, I'm Vlad Rotha.
He doesn't bonk you. He smooches you. He goes, hey.
No, James wants him to lick him like he licks the blade in the trailer.
No. Where'd this fascination with Austin Butler come from?
Because he's obsessed with us. He followed us
he
to the screening of Tenet.
He can't get over us, man.
Oh, my
Austin
God.
Austin loves us.
You guys saw him at the screening of Tenet?
No. Oh. He wishes he was there.
Yeah. No, but he did follow us, though, because we were watching the, what do they call it? The sneak peek?
The sneak peek of Dune, too.
And he just shows up on the screen
looking at us.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of obsessed.
Yeah,
kind of obsessed.
We were like, geez, Austin.
Jeez,
relax.
Be a little more subtle.
Clingy. I get what's happening here. I get it. It's all a joke.
It's not a joke.
He's obsessed.
He looked at me and he smiled in real life at REI in Burbank.
Yeah. What's REI?
It's a store.
What the hell?
Is it a grocery store?
It's a shoe store.
I'm going to...
What are you going to do? Hammer
kill
fist
myself.
Me again? She's going to hammer fist me again. Hey, James, nice to see you. Boom, boom, boom.
I can do that.
How dare you ask
REI.
Me a question? How dare what? You ask me a question about something you don't know about?
Idiot. REI, it's like the...
I don't know it either.
It's like Dick's Sporting Goods, but for like outdoorsy stuff. Okay. Like right. Camping and climbing.
Wow, what was Austin Butler there for?
He was there to shop for hiking boots, and so was I. Mm-hmm.
Did he find a pair?
Yeah, he did. We're being held by the same person, so we stood face to face in close proximity. He looked at me in the eyes, and he was talking with his Elvis voice, and he smiled, and then I grinned and looked away immediately because I got scared.
Was he talking to you?
He was talking in my general direction, so some would say he asked for my number. Anyway,
some would say we hooked up, but
some would say we have children together. Anyway.
Anyways, I was talking about Resident Evil. 7 minutes ago. I would like to talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go on, man. Go on.
Yeah, tell us about permission
Resident
to Evil. Talk.
I had some great rhythm going too. I was setting it up so well. So Resident Evil comes out in 2002. I thought it was a really good adaptation, and I think it works as a really great horror movie. The first, like, 10 minutes is excellent in terms of the outbreak, how it happens, as well as that terrifying elevator sequence is really great. And it's got a great twist that, obviously, if you've seen the movie before, you know the twist. You know who the real villain killing the humans is. But it's so justified. It works so well. And I think the zombies are really terrifying still. They're pretty freaking scary when they take a while to get on screen. It takes probably 45 minutes to see a zombie. Mm-hmm. But it works so well because you're just waiting that whole time in anticipation for the zombies to show up. And they're pretty gnarly. They're brutal. One of them's like walking on a foot that's bent sideways, which is great. And they also can hold objects. One of them's carrying a saw that he's dragging on the ground. Mm. But they're brutal. However, I will say the kills aren't excellent on the humans because we've seen so many better zombie deaths in movies since. But for 2002, it's a really good job. And I think the characters are awesome. Michelle Rodriguez rocks the shit in this movie. She's such a badass in this film. So isn't Mila Jovovich, obviously. Maybe a little too superhero-y once she starts to realize, like, oh, cool, I can do jump kicks.
I know kung fu.
Yeah, but she's pretty freaking awesome in this movie. Once she gets her powers, such a badass. I forgot, there's a scene where she shoots, like, 7 zombie dogs with 1 bullet each as they're jumping at her. It's so cool.
I love the cube laser scene.
Yeah, the laser scene's awesome.
What was your rating on this new watch?
3.5.
Nice.
3.5 stars. I think it's obviously not perfect, but in the zombie genre, in the video game adaptation genre, I think it does everything you want it to do. It's got great music, great concept, and a great ending where the outbreak has left the Hive, which is underneath Raccoon City, has now entered Raccoon City. But for adaptation in terms of having the mansion, having some of the same characters, the red dress, obviously, Alice, and then the zombies underground, and sort of, there's not the puzzle aspect, really. The puzzle isn't really there.
Typewriters.
Yeah, no typewriters. You're not mixing potions and herbs to
You're
heal
not moving
yourself.
Any statues.
Exactly. So there's no puzzles involved, really. But overall, it works insanely well, and I think it's a lot of fun. A couple great twists. Some you see coming from left field, obviously. But I think Resident Evil is an awesome zombie movie and a great video game adaptation. 3.5 stars.
I respect that.
Nice.
Thank you. It's a good one. It's a good one.
And like Mila Jovovich, I'm sorry, is just so hot in this movie. So hot.
Should we have her come on to the show?
That'd be great. Or? Yeah. That'd be great. Okay. She's a badass.
She's still alive?
Yes, she's still alive.
Well, I haven't heard from them.
She made like 5 of those movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been a while.
She was just in the Monster Hunter movie.
What movie?
Monster Hunter.
Is it?
Came out 2 years ago.
Basically Resident Evil, except monsters instead.
It's like this group of soldiers get transported to a different dimension where there's giant monsters.
Oh.
And they have to survive.
Is she the lead?
Yeah. She's the lead.
That's cool. She became just a huge action star.
Wow.
She has more kills than anybody in movies. Like hand-to-hand combat kills. For all the zombie kills.
Oh, it's in guns.
Yeah.
So, but like,
she has
gun
more
kills.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember reading
more than
that.
Any other actor.
If you don't count Luke blowing up an entire Death Star.
Shovel that under the rug. Yeah. Right under the rug.
That's easy, though. You could easily just throw something and blow people up, but, like, to physically kill somebody, I think is hard.
She's got the most.
It's pretty badass. Pretty badass.
All right, my next watch was Chocolat, the romantic.
Can you spell that?
Just chocolate without an E.
Right.
Chocolat.
you can't spell.
This is a great food
I
movie.
Can't spell.
great foodie movie. I gave it 4 stars. It's like my third or fourth watch with it. We watched. Our mom liked it. She had it on sometimes. I remember.
It was big with the
middle-aged
woman when it came out.
But it's about this woman who is an expert chocolate maker who moves into this very restrictive small town in the south of France. That once they're a very traditional society, and she's trying to open up the people and free them of their rigid qualities, as well as trying to, like, maintain her business and keep her daughter, maintaining the life she's built for her daughter. Co-stars Johnny Depp, super romantic, great music, great food cinematography. Like, watching her make the chocolates, really fantastic. It makes you so hungry, but it's a really fun movie. It's not perfect. I gave it a 4-star rating, but it's still a really good watch. Great themes, really fantastic cast. I like it.
And thus Wonka was born.
It's like basically Wonka, pretty much.
Is it really?
Yeah. She is Wonka. No, I'm just kidding.
Does Johnny play guitar and sing in it?
He does.
I remember
he plays a riverbed gypsy from Ireland who plays guitar.
Can you sing that for us?
I can't remember. He was just playing Johnny the tunes. Depp. He wasn't singing. Oh. He was just playing guitar.
Is he? Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. He's got a ponytail.
Yeah, I know the look. Yeah. I haven't seen the movie since I was a kid, like when mom
it's
was
good.
Watching it.
It's really good. It's also got Alfred Molina plays the villain. Carrie Ann Moss is in it. Yeah, cool cast. It's Peter Stormare.
What year?
2000.
Yeah, Carrie Ann Moss had a crazy like 6-year run.
Yeah, she
from
was
the Matrix on because the Memento.
Matrix, Memento, Chocolat.
Matrix Reloaded, Matrix 3.
Disturbia.
The most loneliest day of my life. Wow, we harmonized.
What? On accident.
Just give us something, Natalie.
Let us have it. Just let us have it.
Okay, that was really good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, my next watch.
What we got?
Tenet. I know he probably talked about it last week, but that was my first time watching it when I replaced you at IMAX and got to meet your heroes. I actually really enjoyed it, but that's not a popular thought.
It's not a well-liked movie.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Which I can understand why, but I think knowing how he shot these scenes, them like not reversing it, but learning
how to do it
backwards. Exactly. Yeah. That gave me so much more respect for the movie. And it was more enjoyable.
Did you find yourself overly confused at all while watching the film? Because it was your first watch.
Yeah, but I think it was helpful knowing kind of the timeline, I guess.
Yeah.
The plot. I would just get confused when they start talking a lot about random shit. But that's not unique to this movie.
During the sailing scene, I leaned over. I was like, did you get any of that? She's like, no.
wait, sailing scene? Oh, when they're on the boat? Yeah. They also speak very low. And so it's hard to hear.
It's because he doesn't do ADR at all, ever.
He hates doing ADR.
Well, then bring the boom closer or have a little lav or something, because I could not hear what was happening.
That's the one con for a lot of people with Nolan movies is the sound mix. A lot of people complain about the sound mix, especially people who work in audio. They always complain about Nolan's sound mixes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because I'm going to see the movie over and over again. And same thing with Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer sounded really good, but there's so much dialogue that the second watch I picked up on stuff that I totally didn't hear in the first time.
I agree.
I would need subtitles for that type of audio, you know?
Yeah. But that's just Nolan's thing. I respect that. I mean, there's something to that, to get everything you can in camera, in the moment, on boom, as best as you can, and just use that.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes your brain a few seconds to process, and then when you hear a response to a line that you maybe didn't quite hear, you're like, okay, now I know what the line that they said was.
Mm.
But you watched it in the dopest theater ever.
I did.
So how did it sound? But how did it sound and look for you in that theater?
I mean, it was amazing, especially action sequences on an IMAX screen and in the theater. That's the only way to watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was pretty epic. It was fun. See, you know how you guys talk about the movie before you start talking about your review?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would even explain Tenet.
I mean,
it's about a guy.
It's an espionage film about time inversion with a protagonist who's trying to stop the end of existence.
Yeah.
That's literally what I was going to say, but okay.
Yeah. Way to go, Anthony.
Way
to speak for her.
Steal my thunder.
You just said, how would you guys explain it?
Well, I was working on it. I was live working on it.
Can you let her talk?
Yeah, can you let me speak?
Speak.
So it's about a guy who, it's an espionage film that, end of the world.
Look at that. Perfect.
Thank you.
Now I know exactly what the movie's about.
See?
I personally really love Tenet. I think it's a sick movie. And that was the movie we traveled in lockdown in 2020 to San Diego just to see.
We
drove all the way to San Diego just to see that movie. And it was an awesome experience. But it was in a completely empty theater, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
we got burgers before.
I remember. Remember
Did you bring it in?
Nah.
No, we got Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Ooh, I love
Red
Robin.
Robin right next door. But I remember because they had all the precautions and rules at all the places you would go anywhere. And if you ordered a soda or a drink, you had to bring it to the soda machine. And there was someone there behind a rope that would pour your soda for you hand it back to you. So they wouldn't let you even near the soda machines.
Okay. Honestly, I don't hate that.
Yeah.
Even people ask for water in their canteen or something, I'm like, I will pour it from a pitcher into your canteen because the transferring of like people's it's like a, people don't wash their hands after they poop. Fountain.
The person that works there doing it makes sense.
I wish we were still doing that low key, but people don't wash their hands after they poop.
They don't. It's just one of those things that I was like, this is weird. Because it's a movie theater, so it's just the touchscreen one.
Yeah,
so, like, they had someone in front of that roped off. They're like, look at your receipt to make sure you got a soda.
Wow.
And then they pour your soda. Like, which one do you want? I remember that.
Two-thirds of lemonade and then a third of Sprite.
But, I mean, there were, like, maybe six people at the theater.
Yeah.
Like, we were, like, one of the only few people there.
I remember there was, like, 10 of us waiting outside the theater for it to open its front doors. And we were, like, in a mall just all sitting there.
Wow.
And they had sniper dots on us.
God.
Chris Nolan actually greeted us.
Oh, yeah?
He was the projectionist.
Shook your hand? Actually, he can't shake your hand. Yeah, I think there's two sides to what I'm going to say. On one hand, I think a great movie, you can enjoy it at home on your laptop, you know, no matter what medium you watch it on.
Sure.
It should be great. But some movies are meant to be watched, you know, in theaters. And I think that's where, you know, Tenet got its bad rating is because people had to watch at home.
Yeah, they were watching it with their phones next to them.
Right.
And it was like when they were getting confused or bored, they were like, oh, I'm going to check my texts that I just got or a couple of alerts rather than like sitting in the movie in a theater and just really immersing yourself to understand it.
Yeah.
That's a movie you can't miss a line. You got to like retain everything.
I couldn't hear the line, bro.
The sailing scene.
Yeah, and it's like, did you get that? Who got that?
I was like, they're basically talking about selling plutonium. She was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, James, what was your next watch?
That's it, man. That's Resident Evil. And I was filming stuff this week.
I have another one.
I have one.
Go ahead.
I went to the New Beverly Cinema, Tarantino Cinema, and saw Bonnie and Clyde on film. This is a really great caper film. Came out in 1967, directed by Arthur Penn. He made a bunch of great movies. This is Warren Beatty's big breakout. And Faye Dunaway as well, who she went on to star in Chinatown shortly after this. And Warren Beatty, one of the biggest Hollywood stars ever.
He's also the actor who read out at the Oscars the wrong...
Yeah, he read the Moonlight.
Yeah, Moonlight, La La Land. He was the guy. Yikes. Poor guy.
Him and Jane Fonda. Awkward. Yeah, but he's so old. But he's fantastic in this. You can see why he became such a big star. He's extremely charming and very talented. But this is obviously based on the true story of Bonnie and Clyde. I gave it 4.5 stars. And I wrote for my review, they don't make them like they used to. It's just super gritty. It was definitely made on a very low budget and minimalist and very cool handheld cinematography way ahead of its time in the 60s. And you can see where someone like Terrence Malick got inspiration for his film Badlands and then Days of Heaven as well. But it's about these two lovers who are on the run, robbing banks, robbing stores, the law on their tail. There's great cameos. Gene Hackman shows up for 20 minutes. Gene Wilder shows up for 10 minutes randomly.
I love Gene Wilder.
And he just kills it. It was a packed house. And when Gene Wilder was doing his thing, it was just uproarious laughter. It was so much fun. But it's cool. There's a couple of great action scenes, a couple of great chases, great shootouts. It's a really fun time. It's also really, really funny and well-written, very sharp, biting humor. All around, I think it's just one of the best like crime romances. It's like right up there with True Romance and films like that. Thelma and Louise, the caper, road comedies, action movies, and it was just a lot of fun. And it's the kind of movie that definitely wouldn't be made again today. They've made it recently. They made a Bonnie and Clyde adaptation miniseries. It's just like, you know, Instagram version of it. This is like, it's nitty gritty, it's real, it's raw, and it's a lot of fun.
It's a good way to describe it, Instagram version of the movie.
Well, that's what I mean. I think last time I said, sometimes things are shot
too clean.
Too clean. Yeah, it looks too good.
This film is gritty and grimy and dirty, and it just works.
Yeah. Would you ever
do
that? Would you run away doing crime?
No way.
Okay, well, what if
I'm not going to prison?
What if your wife committed a crime, and she's like, "We gotta go." Would you go?
What's
would
the crime?
You help her?
Murder.
Yeah, the worst crime ever.
Yeah. Badlands style.
Badlands.
And she's like, we gotta escape the feds. Would you run with her and help her escape?
Yeah, I'd help her.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If you loved her.
Yeah.
But just know that if a killer tells you only their secret, they're gonna kill you next.
Dun, dun, dun.
What a hypothetical. What if I killed somebody? Would you help me?
I would help you get in jail.
I wouldn't help you kill. I wouldn't help you.
You wouldn't help me? But you'd help your wife?
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Okay.
Why would you kill someone?
I'm just saying, what if it happened?
If it was straight up murder or if like accidental murder?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't matter.
If he
just walked up into a store and murdered an old lady.
I'm not going to just murder an old lady. I'm going to murder an old lady if she deserves it.
It's not going to be for no reason.
If she had it coming, she had it coming.
If it's premeditated murder, that's a whole different thing.
Just trust me, bro.
Okay, listen. What if one of you guys just come in being like, I killed somebody. We gotta go.
No, I'm not gonna go.
Are you gonna go?
No.
Oh my god.
Wow. He's a big boy.
Bro, I would help you in a second. I'd be like,
interesting.
Let's get some shovels, man.
No, you wouldn't.
Goodfellas style.
Oh, what was that?
Yes, I would.
Right in the backyard.
That's a terrible place to hide a body. It's not deep.
Oh, no. Okay.
See,
okay,
that's why we're not asking
you. You did not say bury a body. I'd help you bury a body. But
I said
go on the run.
No, I said let's go. Would you then go and figure out later what's going on?
That's a good question. So you would help me bury a body.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't go on the run with you.
Yeah.
No way.
Was Midnight Ruin based on true events?
Yeah. Maybe. It's possible.
See, don't ever fucking trust Anthony. He just outed the both of you.
Why would you say that, man?
What the hell?
Now the cops are going to come sniffing.
They're going to find a lot. They're going to find a bunch of primes.
It wasn't even under pressure, new cracks.
They're going to find primes and fruit in our house.
That would be so easy to find. Just follow a trail of prime bottles, empty prime bottles.
I just watched Cred, the South Park movie.
Cred?
Cred.
Is it the new one?
They made a new South Park movie?
It's on Paramount. I forget when they made it. Maybe during...
Like it's a movie of the South Park characters?
Yeah. It's their own movie they made with Paramount. Because
I know
called Cred.
They had a 5-movie deal with them.
Yeah. And it's basically a knockoff of Prime.
Oh my God, I have to watch this.
It's
called Cred?
It's so funny, yeah.
I gotta see this.
You have to watch it. Oh, actually, should I rate that?
How do you spell Cred?
I haven't... Bruh.
C-R-E-D?
Yeah.
No, I'm typing it in. It's not coming up.
I don't see
it. It's not in Letterboxd?
No, I'm in Google.
Really?
Oh, wait. Not suitable for children is what the episode's called. Okay, so Cred is the drink. Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is it called Not Suitable for Children?
Yeah, the episode's called Not Suitable for Children.
Oh, like, I think the poster said Cred real big, so I thought
it was
Cred.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. I have to watch this ASAP.
So funny. I have not been giving any ratings, but Tenet is 4 stars.
Nice.
And what was the other one I said?
Dune. You gotta do Dune.
Oh, right.
Let's go.
So was it the first time you saw Dune?
Okay. So I watched Dune at home. And I think that was part of why I didn't love it as much as you guys do.
No. Tell us how you really feel. You know.
Oh, of course I will.
What do we got?
You don't have to. You don't have to pepper me up, okay?
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you. So it felt like reading the prologue.
Mm-hmm.
When you're reading a book.
Yeah.
And I usually skip the prologue.
The whole movie felt like that to you?
Yes. Oh. The whole movie felt like backstory, and the action sequences didn't do it for me. It felt like there was a huge buildup and then it just plateaued. Like it never reached its climax. You know what I mean?
No, I get it because it's about to.
Yeah. That is the most common.
Because it's one thing book turned about. Into two. Yeah. It's a tough thing because obviously Denis wants to make this movie epic, and you have to do it in 2 parts to really do it justice. There's so much to get in there.
But I understand that feeling. You can still fit something epic in there. Because even when, like, can I spoil it? That's like
Dune?
A little part.
Dude, yeah, one? Yeah, you can spoil Dune 1.
Okay, spoiler. But, like, when the dad gets killed, I'm like, eh. Everything that happened, I was like, oh, darn. Mm. Like, it never felt, like, hurtful or satisfying or, like, even when Zendaya showed up, I was like, okay. I love her. And like, I think there's also too many flash forwards, like visions that like interrupted. I mean, they're necessary, but I don't know. I felt bad that I didn't love it
so much.
Don't feel
bad that you didn't love it. That's the most common problem I hear people having with it.
Yeah.
So
I would give it
alone.
A second watch.
I've heard the second film is going to fucking blow you away.
That's why I'm so excited for it because this is like a huge, you know, like a build up to it. Yeah. And this is going to, like, the whole thing feels like the climax.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
I get it. I mean, the way they ended it, the spot they ended it is actually like the perfect spot to end a part one. Mm-hmm. Because after the, what happens in, at the end of that movie, like you can't do the rest to end Dune 1. Like it has to end right there. Yeah. It's the only place to do it.
Which is fine. But yeah, it's all felt very like... Mm-hmm. And that when the worm shows up too, didn't feel very epic.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
The worm didn't feel epic?
No, I'm like, oh, it's big.
Okay, just watch it in a theater.
Yeah.
This is what happens sometimes when you don't watch some movies in theaters.
But then, to the other point, with if it's a great movie, you can watch on, like, you know, anything.
And but okay, here's the question. Great. How did you like the sneak peek scene that we saw?
It was epic.
See? Oh, yeah.
Because it felt like something was happening
finally.
The
next film's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Trust me.
This one seemed really great. Like action packed, but the first one, I'm like, where's the action?
Wasn't it cool seeing that scene that nobody else saw?
Oh my god, we're kind of exclusive.
Who didn't see that scene? Of-
oh, I think this.
Oh,
loser.
James, did you see that scene?
Did you call me a loser?
I didn't say that. That was her.
That was Anthony.
That was her.
You guys are really mean. Really mean. You know what? I probably would have closed my eyes and shut my ears.
Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
No, I would have like ran out the screen.
You asked me what it was.
Did I?
Yeah.
I would have ran at the screen.
No, you would have been so screaming fun. The whole time.
No.
It was funny because the scene ended and I clapped. And I was the only one who clapped because then they started playing a sizzle reel and I was like, oh shit.
He's like, yeah!
I was just so excited.
Oh,
I was like, woo!
Anyway.
I can't wait. We're going to see it in 6 days?
6 days.
Oh my god.
What?
What's today's
date? We're going to an early screening.
On the 2020.
So you're
going
to see it already and then do the...
Shh. Oh my...
Yeah, we're going to see it early.
So you're going to see it early without me?
Yes, ma'am.
We got an invite.
We'll see it with you soon.
No, but we're doing something very special.
The jacket.
Yeah, we're doing something very special.
Everyone, we'll tease it. Just stay tuned on all the socials because something special is happening next week involving Dune Part 2. So everyone just pay attention to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
We can't tell you what it is yet.
Shut the fuck up.
Legally. Legally?
Legally?
We can't.
That's like trying to tease the PlayStation job. We have something big going on that has to do with stuff.
No, but at least this they'll find out in 3 days.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my friend, his cousin, she is...
Fourth cousin removed?
Yes.
Let her
she
speak.
Won an Emmy. Her and her wife, they both won Emmys for working on The Last of Us.
That's awesome.
One did the editing and the other was... What did she do? The credits or the title sequence.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So I chatted with her over the weekend and so cool.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I'm like, everything's coming together.
It's a really well-made show.
Mm-hmm. Let's have her on the show. Last of Us
episode. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. Plug it in there. Plug us in. Send her the Sony thing. Be like, oh, these guys are kind of legit.
Oh, wait. Someone actually brought that up to me. Was that her?
That we're awesome?
Yeah. No, someone brought up to me something about the Sony thing, and I'm like, oh, yeah. That's the pod.
That's no big deal. No big deal.
No big deal.
Yeah, because anyone doesn't know, we are hosting a show for PlayStation and Sony called The Last of Us Game Nights. Games. Talking about the game, not the show. But the second episode just dropped the other day.
I'm all over that episode.
On PlayStation's YouTube. Yeah, it's a really good edit, too. They did a great job with that
You're one. All over the first one, and I'm all over the second one.
Which, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
We're both in the second one pretty good amount.
Yeah.
But for people who don't believe that you guys are twins anyway...
No, finally got a shot.
It's the same
us.
Person. Yeah.
There's a mirror.
Yeah.
It's amazing what camera trickery can do.
Yeah. They actually just cut the screen and then...
Did Anthony tell you about his flop?
Like his
of not,
life?
Well, yeah. But not like running around pretending to be both of you guys.
Oh, when you weren't here, she was like, you should have played James and yourself.
You could have both microphones next to you.
Yeah, and laugh with yourself.
What would your impression be of me?
Oh, God.
Hey guys, welcome back to Rams of Lost Podcast. James here. We're very excited. It's brutal. It's a great episode. I love Dude.
I'm not watching.
Wow.
I'm turned around.
All right. I'll remember this for the rest of my life. I won't help you bury a body anymore. Not anymore. If you come up to me and say, I accidentally hit an old lady with my car, can you help me get rid of the body, Jim? I'll be like, remember that time?
Remember that one time?
That one time you did a horrible impression of me. It wasn't funny at all. And you know I'm hysterical, bro. You know I'm funny. That was just, I'm not going to help you.
You asked, man. You asked me to do it.
Next time, don't
I thought
do
it was
that.
Gonna be accurate.
You thought I was gonna do an accurate impression of you,
yeah.
And not roast you,
yeah.
Your brother?
I guess if you can call that a roast, I guess.
Boom, roasted.
She had to turn her chair. She was laughing so hard.
She did.
Yeah.
She had to look away.
He laughed the whole time.
I got really scared that you were going to beat him up.
He could try, but he's not going to try.
So I gave Dune a 3-star.
Oh. 3? Oh, okay.
Whoa.
All right, sorry.
I insist that you watch it again.
All right. I will watch it again if Denis Villeneuve comes to me personally and says, hey, screening at IMAX, ?
Screening at my place?
He's not my type. But sure. Yeah.
Give it another try.
All right.
A lot of people I've heard, they did not like the first time, and then the second time they watched it, they absolutely loved it.
Yeah,
it's
a good point. The second one is going to be unbelievable.
But from a filmmaking standpoint, production design,
beautiful.
Production cinematography, it's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous looking movie at the end of the day.
Yeah. Agreed.
What else do you have for movie watches? I'm done with mine.
I'm done too.
Well, I guess I touched on the South Park movie. That was fun. I would
not say for children.
Not suitable for children.
Oh, no, yeah.
I have to watch this ASAP.
It's so I love South Park.
Me too.
Sometimes when they hit, they really hit. They hit that really funny bone.
What else did I watch? I know I have one more. Oh, Pacific Rim.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hell yeah! Is your first time?
First time watching it. 3 stars. That's generous. I only give it 3. I only give it 3 because it's so fun. If it wasn't
fun,
I'd give it 2 stars.
It is fun. We watched it recently in IMAX, and it was a really fun screening with Guillermo.
Hell?
And I honestly didn't like the movie that much.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it when it came out, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's okay.
And I was like, Pacific Rim's fine. But then we watched it in theaters.
Did we take Hader?
Yeah, we took
your boyfriend.
Yeah, we took your boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
And we all had a blast.
We
were like, holy shit, that movie's so much better than I remembered.
And you didn't take me to...
What
the hell?
Well, I foresaw that you wouldn't enjoy it.
Oh, is that when
you
went to... Wait, that's when Guillermo was
there.
Oh, that's what you watched?
Yeah.
They didn't pick anything else that he's done, but they picked Pacific
Rim?
No, it's
the 10-year anniversary. That's why they did it.
Oh, that makes sense.
The whole thing.
I see. Yeah, it was fun. Very creative with the monster. The actor, the lead,
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah. Is he still acting?
The thing with Charlie Hunnam, he's great, but I can never... His accent is always, like, odd.
Odd?
Yeah, his English accent. Because he played Sons of Anarchy so long, his English accent's off a little bit.
I think he's great.
He's great. He's a great actor.
He's great.
He's good.
He's
very good.
Pacific Rim, I did not quite love it. I think it was great for the movie, like, because it felt so camp.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's what he's going for. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was.
I
very
mean, it's monsters
camp.
And robots.
Yeah. Yeah, but sometimes I'm like, okay, I get your brother died. Chill.
Get over it.
It was fun.
Get over it.
Can you shut the fuck up and get over it?
Quit crying, little bitch.
That's crazy. That was like 5 years ago.
People don't forget.
Never.
You guys are intense. All right, let's wrap up movie news. Again, stay tuned.
This is Letterboxd Recap.
That's it for Letterboxd Recap. Stay tuned for some exciting news coming up next week involving Dune Part 2. You will not want to miss it, especially if you're in the Southern California area.
You will not.
Don't miss out on what we're going to do. And also, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for sending in your Letterboxd Recaps. If you haven't and you want us to review your top 4, just send a screenshot to our Instagram DM at Raiders of the Lost Podcast of your Letterboxd 4 favorites, and we'll add it to our massive list of fan favorites to do on the show. We do 5 every week. Don't forget to stay tuned for episodes this weekend, obviously, besides movie news. Recently, we did an episode on 10 Things I Hate About You on Valentine's Day on the 14th.
Great one.
On Monday before that, we did an episode on
the 80 best movies of the 1980s,
which was a blast.
It was a good one.
And the next week, we got some stuff cooking. We're going to do a Tarantino episode on Monday and do something else on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So thanks so much for everybody for tuning in. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
That's my line.
Stole these lines.
Son of a bitch stole my line.
Take care.
Damn.
Line.
Line?
Go for it.
No, it was funny.
Let's do it.
That was a funny ending.
You're a funny ending.
Oh, my God.
Bye.